The energy fields of eastern Utah are included in a new national study on human-caused earthquakes. KUER's Judy Faze reports on this first-of-its-kind report.
The U.S. Geological Survey usually excludes earthquakes caused by mining in its periodic hazard maps. But on Monday, the federal agency published a new analysis of hotspots in the central and eastern parts of the country, where mining is likely to cause enough ground shaking to damage buildings sometime this year. Utah isn't identified as a hotspot, but areas that are lie just over the border in Colorado, around Rangeley in the Paradox Basin. Mark Peterson leads the National Seismic Hazard Mapping Project.
These new USGS maps provide hazard information that policymakers can use to make more informed decisions on the effects of earthquakes and hopefully to provide for safer communities in the future.
The new maps show that tremors rivaling California's natural earthquakes are increasing in the oil and gas fields of Oklahoma, Texas, and four other states, often where wastewater is injected into the ground. Catherine Whitten is a research seismologist at the University of Utah Seismograph Stations. She says induced quakes have been happening in Utah's coal country for decades.
Many of the underground coal mines there induce seismicity by design. They expect to have seismicity as part of the mine plan. They don't cause a lot of damage.
Whitten says Utah coal mine quakes are usually around magnitude 1 or 2. The quake caused by the 2007 Crandall Canyon collapse that killed six miners was a magnitude 3.9. Judy Faze, KUER News.